Our theme tonight, as it is for this year, is Coming Clean. We're doing a Coming Clean Soleri report each month, a real focus on Coming Clean. Coming Clean's not always a pretty sight. If you've ever been on a detox program, you know the minute you start detoxing, the next thing you know, all hell breaks loose. All sorts of ugly stuff comes out and you feel terrible. It may be a path of being healthier, but it sure doesn't feel like it, and it sure sometimes doesn't look like it. And what we've been watching for the first 3 months of 2013, in one sense, is an entire planet struggling to avoid coming clean, or struggling with the need to come clean, or the detoxification process that comes with coming clean. In one sense, we're evolving towards a new global model. We don't know what that looks like yet, but there are profound and very serious disagreements as to who's going to design, govern, and manage that model. And with those disagreements comes fear and violence. In the developed world, we've known for many decades that our promises to ourselves far exceed our ability to keep these promises. For decades, we've heard various friends or family or ourselves say, well, we know we're going to have to deal with that someday. Well, today is someday. Someday is here. When I interviewed Neil Howe during the first quarter, wonderful interview with a very special historian and expert in demographics. He said to me as we were prepping, he said, we have $100 trillion of unfunded liabilities. How in the world is that supposed to work out? So what we have is we have an entire society, whether it's in North America or it's around the globe, where, among other things, our financial system has put us out of alignment with each other. And that's the nature of debt and government guarantees. So top story of the quarter for absolutely is Cyprus. It's the story of the 10 stories we're going to be talking about tonight that I'll discuss last. But the message of Cyprus is that that period of pretending that more debt and more government guarantees can protect us from a whole society that doesn't fundamentally work and doesn't fundamentally respect the law is over. You've often hear me talk about the Popsicle Index and the fact that the Dow Jones Index and the Popsicle Index, or the well-being of children, has been out of alignment. So the higher the Dow Jones Index goes, the Popsicle Index is going lower. We can continue to run the economy that way, but it ultimately leads to depopulation where financial interests and centralization win out over the well-being of people. We can also move to a win-win relationship between the Dow Jones Index and the Popsicle Index, but it means evolving into new models and adapting new technology. And more importantly, we don't need to just align the Dow Jones Index with Popsicle Index, but with all living things, because we need to live in harmony with our environment, and we need to leave a diverse environment, a healthy environment for the next generations, which is as good or better than we found it. So how are we going to create these alignments, and who's going to do that? How's it going to work? Most importantly, as Tina Turner says, we can do this nice or rough. And increasingly, the fear in the air comes from people concerned that this is going to be or is getting rougher.